KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
This is Harold Hendrick. The program is Encounter. Delighted to have terrific guests as we are here at the annual Southern Baptist Convention in St. Louis. I want to introduce next one of those fine people, a former lineman for Duke University.
Yes.
But he's also the president of Hannibal LaGrange University in Mark Twain's Hannibal, Dr. Anthony Allen. A joy to have you on our Bot Radio network station, and thanks for the great job you're doing at Hannibal LaGrange.
Thank you, Harold. Pleasure to be here today.
Well, we have been friends a good while now. I used to be on the board for years, over, I think, 20 years or more, but delighted to see the progress of the college. The college itself is how old?
Hannibal LaGrange University was founded in 1858. It was originally founded as a seminary and a place to train teachers, and so we've been in existence for a long time.
And for those who know their math and history, 1858, the Civil War started in 1861.
Yes.
My goodness, that's a long time ago, and you're still here and going.
Yeah, in fact, we actually closed the doors for a while during the Civil War. It just became difficult to continue with the school, and then immediately after the war, we were fortunately able to open back up and continue. The school was originally founded in LaGrange, Missouri, and in 1928, it moved to Hannibal, thus the hyphenation Hannibal LaGrange University.
I was on the board at, I think, the very day when the half of the history had been at LaGrange, and now the other half had been in Hannibal, and they celebrated, you know, the half,
yes,
the halfway point, but you're still going right on the Mississippi River. Does the college have any ties with the historic Mark Twain and, his Samuel Clemens history?
No, not really, but, living in Hannibal, we get visitors from all over the world who come to see the hometown of Mark Twain and see all the sights and visit the cave, and it's quite a tourist attraction.
Well, I have a personal interest. In addition to having served on the Board of Trustees for years, our daughter, Karis Hendrick Burritt, is her married name, and so that has blessed her when her years were at Hannibal LaGrange. The thrilling thing about the university now, you become a university,
yes,
and is from our listeners' perspective, and from the biblical perspective, you have a focus on mixing Christian worldview with high levels of education.
Certainly.
It's wonderful. Speak to that, please.
Sure. Well, it's one of the unique things about Hannibal LaGrange University. If you know much about the history of higher education, you know that most of our institutions of higher learning were founded by Christian denominations up until the 1800s when you had the advent of the land-grant university. So we've been very, very blessed to have a school that's committed to training and educating young people from a biblical worldview. And, you know, even many of our students who come to the university, even if they come from a Christian background, don't necessarily have a well-informed, thought-out biblical worldview. And so one of the things we try to do at the university is help introduce them to the concepts of a biblical worldview. We try to help them integrate faith and learning in every discipline, regardless of their ultimate vocation. We think it's important that they understand how to integrate faith and learning. For so long, many people saw kind of a two-tier or separated mentality about things that are spiritual and things that are academic and things that are worldly. And one of the things we try to do is bring that all together and help our students understand, regardless of their ultimate vocation, that they're called of God, they're gifted of God, and one of the things we make a big deal about at the university is we want to help students to discover, develop, and demonstrate God's purpose for their life, and that's an exciting thing to do every day.
Well, in today's world especially, we have done radio and have the experience, awareness, that so many of our high school professing Christians go to the secular university, where in many cases they're predators whose purpose is to derail
sure.
the faith of young people. We get just the opposite when students go, the students supported by their parents and grandparents go to Hannibal LaGrange University.
Sure. And I think a lot of Christian parents don't think deeply about this subject. In fact, when I came to Hannibal LaGrange, I wrote a little book called Christian Higher Education, Why It Matters. And I lay out a case in that book that, you know, one of the things that higher education should do is support what the parents have tried to inculcate in their students over the years, and a place that nurtures their faith, not a place that tries to tear down their faith, but a place that tries to build their faith.
And that's exactly what Hannibal LaGrange does. And I'm so thankful that you're one of those oases, we might put it that way, an oasis in a broken world with anything goes mentality. If it feels good, do it mentality, to saying, no, God's way is the best way all the time, every time.
Sure.
So anyway, about your own family, you have a large family.
Yes, sir.
And I've seen pictures. They look like a happy family.
Yes, they're going to join us today here at the convention. I wanted them to see, you know, kind of what we're doing here and get an opportunity to be on the floor and see what Baptists are doing and help them understand how that's important to our faith and our overall cooperation to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, which is part of the beauty of the Southern Baptist Convention and the envy of most Christian denomination, is the cooperative program. And our ability to work together to advance God's kingdom around the world, to support missionaries and home missions, and make a difference for the kingdom, and that's encouraging.
Well, just as Jesus proclaimed in what we know as the Great Commission, to go into all the world and make disciples and teach people to do what he has commanded, that's again what Hannibal LaGrange is all about. And along that line, I heard several years ago that per capita, that Hannibal LaGrange had the highest percentage of students going on short-term missions.
Yes, that's been really a hallmark of what we've tried to do there as an institution. You know, our core values are Christ-centered, learner-focused, globally minded, and service-oriented. One of the things we try to give students an opportunity is to have a mission experience while they're there, whether at home or abroad. You know, it helps them understand that we live in an increasingly globalized world, intersecting with cultures and people from all nations and all languages. And we just think that's part of the educational process. And we also want to expose them to missions and ministry opportunities to people all around the world.
Well, our guest is Dr. Anthony Allen. He's the four-year now president, as we're recording, of Hannibal LaGrange University. You alluded to it earlier about how some of the big universities in the East have gone, I don't want to say gone south because I'm from the South, like that's a negative thing. But anyway, you take Harvard University. It was named after the minister, John Harvard, to train people to proclaim the gospel. I think they've gotten off track a bit.
Yes.
But Hannibal LaGrange has not.
Hannibal LaGrange has not. Interestingly, you know, Harvard was built as the great Christian institution, and, you know, not many years afterwards, they had to start Yale because Harvard had moved to the left, and institutions, by and large, tend to move that direction. And as you know, many of our what's called now historic Christian institutions no longer really are committed to that mission anymore and pretty much left that behind. But Hannibal LaGrange has been strong since 1858 and still continues to be committed to that mission.
And we cheer you on. Keep it up. And it's under great leadership, as you can hear. A faculty has to be hired that adheres to those values and biblical worldview, I assume.
Yes, sir. All of our faculty signed the Baptist Faith and Message 2000, which is basically just a summary of what we believe, you know, are the core doctrines of the Christian faith. So we're very, very blessed. We work very hard to recruit and retain, you know, the highest quality faculty who are also committed to the same things theologically and spiritually we are.
Well, we're winding down on our comments here with Dr. Anthony Allen. Delighted to have him, a man that I admire. If you missed the first part of the interview, you were the lineman.
Defensive lineman, yes.
For Duke under Steve Spurrier,
yes.
Right? A name we've heard of.
What a unique time in history.
World.
When I was looking at colleges, I was looking mostly at football schools, and when I got really serious about kind of making that final decision, I felt like I'd be most happy at Duke. And my second year, Steve Spurrier came to the university.
He heard you were there, probably.
Yeah, you know, well, we had my freshman year was really an anomaly. We had one of the top 10 recruiting classes in the nation that year. Coach Spurrier came my sophomore year and coached us 3 years, and we were co-champions of the Atlantic Coast Conference with Virginia my senior year. Had a great career there and really launched a whole new era for football at Duke University, which historically is known only as a basketball school.
Well, we are so thankful that you didn't get, in your case, derailed by sports, which some probably have because of the big money, but now you're serving God in wonderful fashion, Dr. Allen, again, as president of Hannibal Grange University, helping keep it on a biblical track of a biblical worldview, helping young people in a world that's gone crazy and on moral skids to hold the standard of God and His Word very high. Dr. Allen, we want to thank you for that, and I wonder what closing comments you might have for our listening audience.
Well, I just want to share with all the families out there who are considering higher education to take a close look at Hannibal LaGrange University and what we have to offer. We have 34 undergraduate majors as well as a number of master-level programs that provide high-quality Christian education at an affordable price.
And so the website is?
Is www.hlg.edu.
www.hlg.edu is the way you can find out more, as well as other searches on the web. Well, it's just an honor to get to do this with you, Dr. Allen. You have presidents that have preceded you in the same quality of your own leadership. We thank God for them. And about to do radio recording with Dr. Larry Lewis, but we thank you for your current role, and it's very important in the kingdom advancement.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
Dr. Anthony Allen, once again, president of Hannibal LaGrange University. That's hlg.edu on the web. Thank you, Dr. Allen.
Thank you.
Program is Encounter. This is Harold Hendricks.